This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And our next story is about how we measure economic performance and whether metrics such as GDP, which of course stands for Gross Domestic Product, is outdated. This is coming after Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz has called for a rethink of how we use GDP as an indicator because it doesn't measure everything that matters. And by the way, this isn't the only conversation that has been had on GDP today, even on the station, because earlier on the breakfast grill, we spoke to Jayathi Ghosh, who is an Indian development economist, who talked about care work. And I think in many ways, how that's measured, because the GDP simply doesn't take that into account. The GDP bashing would continue on BFM then.
Yeah, so Joseph Stiglitz does engage in this GDP bashing, right? He says that the GDP can be misleading to policymakers because it can they can be deceived by indicators like GDP growth per year and stuff like that. And this results in them introducing policies that are designed to bring just slight reforms so that it can maintain this perceived economic growth. But Stiglitz says that GDP does not reflect things like the effects of austerity measures, standards of living, or even environmental sustainability.
Which of course means that GDP is not necessarily an adequate indicator of economic well-being. We have other indicators as well, like the multidimensional poverty index, the human development index, and happiness index. But there can be there can always be arguments about how well these numbers actually reflect the reality on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we're going to talk about the GDP, then we also need to look at these other indexes with an equally critical eye, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not enough, I think, to say that the GDP is not multidimensional enough and then to look at other indices that also don't take that into account and go, let's use this. So I do wonder whether we are going to come to some sort of better system or understanding about how we should be measuring what we use to decide on policies, because really, I suppose an over-reliance on one index ends up creating policies that can have impact for 20, 50, 70 years. And if it's not accurate or if it doesn't take into account the people, everything that you're trying to do and all the people, or at least as many of the people as possible that you're trying to help, then that's inadequate.
Yeah, and one part of what we're facing because of that constant reliance on the GDP is the environmental devastation that we're seeing right now and the effects of climate change, right? GDP for the longest time, and even until now, you know, we've not really considered the environment as part of that, because, you know, if you plunder the environment, it's not necessarily like you count that as an expense. Rather you count that as an income, because that's generating cash for your country.
Yeah, and while there can be arguments that, you know, the GDP can be used complementarily with other sort of indices and other sort of metrics, but I have a problem with quantitative measurements, right? Because they're just numbers. They don't reflect the sort of the complexities on the ground, the sort of like intricacies that are faced by people, the regular people on the ground. So the qualitative part of it doesn't really like capture what people really face in real life. And I think that is one of the weaknesses that, you know, the GDP can face.
I feel us, you know, just spiraling. I can feel an existential spiral happening because, you know, we're starting off by questioning the GDP. But I think, Ayman, I mean, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but when I listen to you, I think that then we also need to question things like policy. I mean, whether or not policies can ever truly encompass all those different things, right? Or whether or not it is going to require, because you say qualitative, but qualitative to who and for how long do we do that research? So, but it's important, which is why, like I said, I feel the beginnings of an existential spiral. But before we go full-blown, we're going to cross over to Dr. Shankaran Nambia, who is a senior research fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Dr. Shankaran, thank you for joining us today. Okay, we're talking about GDP. Why is it used so widely as a way to measure economic performance?
Simply because it's easy to measure. It's direct. It measures the goods and services that are being produced. And also, I think for a very long time, economics has been concerned with just goods and services. It also, I think, goes back to the fact that utility was so predominant in economic thinking. And I think it's only with economists such as Amartya Sen that the whole notion of utilitarianism, it's only perhaps with people like him that utilitarianism has been questioned very heavily. And with the questioning of utilitarianism as a measure of satisfaction, the questioning of income as a metric, there has therefore arisen this whole questioning of GDP as a way to measure economic performance.
And what do you think about the idea that we should do away with GDP as a measure of economic performance? Do you think it's something that can be done?
I've seen some reactions against GDP, which tend to be perhaps dramatic, perhaps melodramatic, thoughts that the GDP should be killed, that one should completely do away with GDP. I think those are perhaps extreme. Not that the criticism is without merit, but I think GDP does give you some picture of what is going on in an economy. But it's a very incomplete picture. And I think we really need to complement the kind of information that GDP gives us. So I would think that rather than completely doing away with GDP, one should realize that GDP is a very limited measure and therefore look at measures that are wider in scope.
Could you give us a snapshot of these other measures that have a wider scope when measuring development and economic well-being?
I think what you've just mentioned, that we should look at the wider basis of development. I think there are some key issues there. Development encompasses a wider range of dimensions, issues. And I think that our focus should be in that direction, because our very understanding of development has also increased over the years. We don't just consider having more income as development. We don't just consider having more goods being produced as development. Our understanding of development has also widened. We think of development these days in terms of more opportunities. We also think of development in terms of perhaps greater freedom, that again coming from Amartya Sen. We also think of development in terms of having better governance, in terms of having better livelihoods, and some go further to include the ability to enjoy bodily integrity, fear from harassment, education as indicators of better development, and some of these measures are today being adopted. They are being practiced as a matter of course. For instance, the Human Development Index. So I think we are moving away from what used to be the colonization of GDP as a measure of economic performance.
And, you know, another big issue at the moment is environmental sustainability. How do you think we can actually measure sustainable development?
I think a number of measures have come up on sustainable development. For instance, on the environmental side, we could look at global warming. We could look at CO2 emissions, depletion of groundwater. We could also look at ozone depletion. And similarly, we could include into our basket economic indicators. Of course, GDP could be one of these indicators, trade balance perhaps, and also social indicators. It's important when looking at social indicators, for instance, to look at employment, because that matters to us. And health and education. But something that is quite often forgotten and sometimes seen as a separate measure would be equity. We need to look at the inequitable or equitable distribution of resources. So if one looked at all the of these factors, the environment, economic indicators, and social indicators, we would get something that more closely approximates to sustainable development. So I think there have been efforts in that direction. There is perhaps some kind of resistance to the wider adoption of these alternative measures. Perhaps it's a question of laziness in thinking. People are reluctant to move on measures that they are familiar with. But that move has to be made. If we want to have a more comprehensive, broader understanding of what affects us. Because if the measures that we take into account are biased, then the kinds of policies that we are going to implement would also be biased.
So a lot of these metrics also appear to be, by and large, quantitative. Are we missing out on anything by relying on quantitative tools?
I think there is this realization that a lot of these measures are quantitative. That's perhaps one of the weaknesses that you have with economics as a discipline. But I think the discipline realizes these shortcomings, and it is looking away from measures that look only at the quantitative side of things. And I think that's why you have indices, for instance, that look at happiness. You have the Happy Planet Index, for instance. And we need to look at persistence too. It's not just what is achieved that is important, but how people perceive the world as it is, that is important. So, for instance, you have a corruption perceptions index. We need to have perhaps indices that indicate what we perceive and how we feel about the world that we live in.
Dr. Shankaran, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, talking about the GDP and whether it should remain sort of the gold standard by which we measure economic growth and how well we're doing fundamentally. So if you have thoughts, do send them through. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Taking us to the news is Eddie Cochran with Come On Everybody, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.